Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Cafe Heritage Summer Concert Series July 13 come out every Thursday night to Whitewater Lake Park in Azilda for a free live concert. Bring your own chair. All concerts start at 7 p.m. due to a cancellation last week. July 13 features a double bill of the dynamic duo Rodeo, Rodney and Leo, followed by the talented Claude Lekhier at 7:45 p.m. View the full summer lineup through the Cafe Heritage website. Long Lake Summerfest July 15th. Head to Kivi Park on July 15th for a day of summer fun and give back to the community at the same time. Kivi Park and the Long Lake General Store team up to host Long Lake Summerfest. While raising funds for the park, the Janice Foligno Foundation and the Kivi Park Neighborhood Association. Plans for the day include kids' activities, including an inflatable fun zone, a beer garden with live music, and a variety of food vendors. Entry to Long Lake Summerfest requires a wristband. There's no set price. Entry is by pay what you can to ensure inclusivity for all attendees. To avoid parking issues, a shuttle will ferry people from the South End Walmart and the secondary parking at Kivi Park off Raft Lake Road. Sudbury Pride Week until July 16th. This year's local Pride Week events, which began July 9th, continue with Pride at the Farmers Market July 13th, the Youth Pride Prom at Science North July 14th, Pride Day in the Park July 15th and the Spirit of Pride Worship Service at St. Andrew's Church July 16th. View the full schedule online here. Note the Pride March has been cancelled. Wingushk International Film Festival July 14-16. The Wingushk International Film Festival is a not-for-profit, Indigenous-run independent film festival and cultural event that features award-winning and burgeoning filmmakers as well as Indigenous leaders. This year there will be 57 films, 5 workshops, and 4 musical performances on offer at the festival, which runs July 14-16 at the Four Directions Complex in Little Current on Manitoulin Island. View their website here. Peter Schneider Concert Series July 16th. For more than 25 years, new and seasoned musicians have delighted crowds from June to August with free concerts in Bell Park every Sunday evening starting at 7 p.m. The next in the Peter Schneider Concert Series runs at the William Bell Gazebo July 16th, and features Najiwan, a Canadian Indigenous rock band that blends elements of traditional Indigenous music with contemporary rock and roll. The band was formed in 1993 by singer-songwriter Mark Marilinen, Najiwan, who is a member of the Chippewas of Nawash First Nation in Ontario. Najiwan has several albums, has toured extensively across Canada and the United States and is recognized for its unique sound and its contributions to the Indigenous music scene in Canada. View the full Peter Schneider Concert Series lineup here. Blueberry Hill Climb July 17th. It's blueberry season in Greater Sudbury, and that means it's time for the annual guided hike up Blueberry Hill in Minnow Lake. The roughly one-hour-long hike, which is being guided by environmentalist Peter Beckett, begins at 10:30 a.m. Monday, July 17. Meet at the back of the Carmichael Arena parking lot. Bring your camera and binoculars. The hike is suitable for all ages. Leashed dogs are welcome. Blueberries, as usual, are free for the picking. More information is available at www.blueberryfestival.ca, or you can phone 705-507-6037. Crafts for Mental Health starts July 21. The Afro Women and Youth Foundation will be hosting Crafts for Mental Health, CMH, 2023, beginning Friday, July 21 and running every Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. until August 5. The Crafts for Mental Health program is a free program designed for youth, ages 10 through 16 to come together in a safe space to strengthen their mental health and wellness through arts-based activities. Participants will have opportunities to learn new skills in beading, sewing, hair care, and makeup from local artists and engage in mental health and youth workers' rights workshops. Art supplies will be provided, and refreshments will be served daily. On August 5, during the final session, there will be a youth art show. Each participant will display their creative arts and share their experience in the program. Parents and community friends are invited to attend the youth art show. For more information, or to register, click here. Better Beginnings Better Futures Family Summer Festival July 22. The July 22 festival at Victory Park runs 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and will feature food, fun and live entertainment. Fun activities will include Science North's experiments booth, free haircuts, various crafts, Sudbury 5 interactive basketball, folk and Latin dancing, soccer, a fish pond and more. Live music will be provided by various performers, including Mason Animequin, Parker Sinnell and Claudio Peralta. The day begins with a pancake breakfast, followed by a barbecue lunch. There will also be popcorn, freezies and ice cream offered at various times throughout the day. There will also be raffles and giveaways toys, R Us, Cups Indoor Play Center, Science North, First Choice Haircutters and Family Dental. The festival will be held at Victory Park, 496 Froude Road Japan Festival Sudbury July 22. The Japan Festival, which brings a taste of Japan to Northern Ontario, runs at the Bell Park Amphitheatre from 12 to 6 p.m. July 22. Enjoy taiko drums, odori, yosakoi and lion dances, shamisen folk music, along with Japanese foods, including dessert. Kimonos and other products will be available. For more information, visit japanfestivalsudbury.ca. Sudbury Gem and Mineral Show July 21-23. The 41st Annual Sudbury Gem and Mineral Show runs at the Carmichael Arena July 21-23. The show features dealers, displays, demonstrations, silent auction, video theater, kids' activities, outdoor vendors, a field trip, and metal detecting and prospecting demonstrations. Hourly and grand door prizes are held as well. The show runs Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit the show's website. River and Sky Music, Camping Festival July 20-23. The 15th edition of the River and Sky Music, Camping Festival takes place July 20-23 at Fisher's Paradise in Field, Ont. The lineup includes the Sadies, Dominique Fils Aimé, Isanabi, Julie Dwarin. The lineup has been expanded to include an incredible array of artists from all over Canada, including Daniel Romano's Outfit, Clairol, Zune, Pilata, Juliana Riolino, Shotgun Jimmy, Status, Non-Status, Tess Roby, Little Mazern, Poolblood, Pantio, Vipers, Dilettante, Pleasurecraft, Mother Tongues, and many more. For more information and tickets, visit www.riverandsky.ca. Cinefest screening of Crépuscule pour un tour July 26. Cinefest Sudbury organizers are set to bring co-writer, director Raymond Street Jean's Crépuscule pour un tour, Dusk for a Hitman, to the big screen as part of the Red Carpet Patron program. The film, which was shot entirely in Quebec, will screen at Silver City Sudbury on Wednesday, July 26 at 7 p.m. and will be presented in French with English subtitles. Individual tickets are on sale now at www.cinefest.com. At the Cinefest Sudbury box office, located at 40 Larch Street, Unit 103, or by phoning 705-688-1234. Please note that all red carpet patrons are granted free admittance, as well as complimentary pop and popcorn with their red carpet patron program card. Visit www.cinefest.com/RCPP for details. Guided Walking Mural Tour July 29th. Grab your squad, slap on your best walking shoes, and prepare to be swept off your feet by Sudbury's new guided mural tours. Up Here Festival will be hosting guided mural tours once a month, every month, until October. Up Here's guided mural tours are the creme de la creme when it comes to discovering Sudbury's impressive urban art gallery. The next mural tour runs at noon Saturday, July 29. Reserve your spot for one of these colorful two-hour walking tours now. Tickets are priced at an accessible $15 per person. For further information and to book your spot, visit uphere.com/tours. Sudbury Greek Festival July 29-30. Enjoy a weekend of authentic food, dancing and celebrations on July 28-29-30 at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church. The festival celebrates 30 years in 2023. For more information, visit sudburygreek.ca. Capreal days: August 4th, -5. Professional wrestling and a comic con are returning to the Capreal Arena for Capreal days August 4th and 5. The events kick off with Pints and Pile Drivers featuring WWE legend The Mountie Jacques Rougeau on Friday, August 4th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. The excitement continues on Saturday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with the Capreal Comic Con under a new format called Capreal Geek X. Admission to the Geek X is free with the purchase of a $5 souvenir Capreal Days button or wristband. The Geek X Day concludes with the Project X Wrestling Capreal Cup Live Professional Wrestling. The show will include matches featuring the top indie wrestling talent from across Ontario and the Capreal Cup Battle Royal. Bell time is 7 p.m. VIP wrestling tickets are $35 and general admission floor tickets are $25. Pints and Pile Drivers tickets are $35. All wrestling event tickets can be purchased at Capreal Home Hardware in Foodland, Comics North in downtown Sudbury and online at CaprealDays.ca. The full lineup for Capreal Days has yet to be released, but will also include a downtown party and a slow-pitch baseball tournament. STC, YES Theatre presents Jersey Boys until August 5th. With phenomenal music, memorable characters, and great storytelling, Jersey Boys follows the fascinating evolution of four blue-collar kids who became one of the greatest successes in pop music history. Winner of Best Musical at both the Tony Awards and Olivier Awards, Jersey Boys takes you behind the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons to discover the secret of a 40-year friendship as the foursome work their way from the streets of New Jersey to the heights of stardom. Thrill your audiences with electrifying performances of chart-topping hits including Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Dawn, and My Eyes Adored You, which brought the Four Seasons the highest honor. Induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Purchase tickets online here. GNO presents M. Gross until August 20th. Genevieve and Matthew's installation performance at Galerie du Nouvel Ontario, M. Gross, Mr. Big, is inspired by the Canadian investigative technique called Mr. Big, which allows a police officer, undercover, to obtain a confession from a suspect of a serious unsolved crime. Led by shape-shifting characters, living sculptures, dual weapons and a televisual sound environment, M. Gross addresses issues of identity such as surveillance, infiltration, idea theft and copying. But beyond the classic investigative games, the story features a contemporary artistic flora. The exhibition will run until August 20th, at which time a finissage closing event is planned as part of the Up Here Festival. Admission is free. Art Gallery of Sudbury Summer Exhibitions. Closing dates vary. Joey Solomon, Indisputable Realities, runs at AGS until August 27th. The visual representations within these paintings do not contain social commentary, but are surreal depictions of the historical and current treatment of Indigenous peoples all over Canada. Destruction of stolen historic land, residential schools, pollution, MMIW2S. Missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls and Two-Spirit people, and religious oppression, are not topics easily discussed or approached. The intended purpose of the visuals are to serve only as a catalyst for discussion and awareness. Carl Beam, Columbus Suite, runs at AGS until July 30th. Comprised of 12 large-scale etchings, Columbus Suite is one of Carl Beam's most influential series. Created in 1990 ahead of the 500th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in North America, Columbus Suite is one series in Carl Beam's larger multimedia Columbus Project, 1989-1992. The art of Grant Negan is also being displayed at the Laughing Buddha until July 11th. More information is available on the AGS website. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.